My brothers and sisters in Christ, of course, today is March 17th, so happy feast of St. Patrick's Day to all of you. I'm going to give the rest of my homily with an Irish brogue, if you don't mind. Just kidding. Good to see we have some leprechauns here in the crowd tonight, this morning. In the middle of the Lenten season, the Church gives us the Feast of the Transfiguration to meditate on, and with good reason. Jesus and the disciples have gone up a mountain, a difficult climb, and they can be likened to our Lenten experience. The penances that we have embraced wholeheartedly in order to draw close to God can be likened to this trek up the mountain. And it is these same three apostles, Peter, James, and John, who will also go with Jesus to the agony in the garden and see him in his greatest darkness and in his greatest sadness. When he asks the Father to take this cup away from him, but not his will, but his Father's will to be done. And so these three apostles, in preparation for that moment of great darkness, are given today a great light to be able to see Jesus in the fullness of his glory, a particular privilege given to them because they have gone up the mountain with Jesus. And this is to be a sign to us that if we do our penances with Christ, if we follow his commandments, if we do that work of being faithful in our love to one another, turning from our sins, truly the light of Christ will shine in our hearts and in our lives. We're going to begin to glimpse, even now, while on this earth, the glory of heaven. It's important for us to take time to pray during the Lenten season, not only to make sacrifices, but to remember to look upon the face of Jesus and to think about him, to think about what he is doing for us, carrying his cross. If we mourn our sins, if we embrace our crosses, it will begin to dawn upon us the beauty of Jesus and his care for us. The psalm expresses it beautifully. Your presence, O Lord, I seek. Hide not your face from me. Do not, in your anger, repel your servant. You are my helper. Cast me not off. Why would the psalmist say, even imagine, that God would push us away? He would never do that. Why is he experiencing that? He's experiencing that because of his sins. He's experiencing that because he knows that he hasn't been faithful to God. But now he's saying, I'm turning. I'm looking for the face of God. And the apostles reveal that face to us through their eyes. They saw Jesus on the mountain. And if you want to see the face of Jesus, my brothers and sisters, you have to have faith. We have an apostolic faith. We follow in the line of the apostles, and it is what they saw that is preached to us, and it is true. We come to Mass, and we experience Jesus truly present in this Holy Eucharist. But we should also be doing this at home when we pray in this Lenten season. This is why St. John Paul II gave us another 5 mysteries of the Rosary, not just so that we would pray longer necessarily, but to focus on this mystery, the transfiguration of Jesus. He said, out of all of the 5 luminous mysteries that he gave us, this mystery was the most important, the central one. And so I encourage you this week, when find your time, to please pray the mysteries of the Rosary. And watch out for the little leprechauns running across the front of the church. Pray those mysteries of the Rosary and think about the face of Jesus filled with light, especially in the midst of your difficulties and your sacrifices. Our Lord is with you in this Lenten journey. Let us look upon his face filled with light.